أنتم مع SBS عربي 24. استمعوا إلى آخر إصداراتنا بودكاست الهوية.
لا يزال العراق حاضراً بأذهان كثير من الغربيين بتاريخه العريق وغناه الثقافي المتنوع عبر جهاته الجغرافية الأربع. ورغم ما مر بالعراق على اختلاف عهوده الحديثة من تقلبات سياسية وحربية أثرت على واقعه الحياتي، لكنه بقي يحظى باهتمام الصحفيين ليزور العراق وينهلوا من معين ثرائه على مستوى مواطنيه ومدنه. الزميل داريو كاستالدو من القسم الإيطالي في SBS أمضى أسبوعين في العراق في رحلة مثيرة، متنقلا بين مدن الموصل، بغداد وكربلاء والنجف، كما زار إقليم كردستان. إليكم انطباعاته عن هذه الرحلة المثيرة. يقول داريو: لعل أكثر ما شدني في العراق هو المواقع الأثرية القديمة المتنوعة التي يزخر بها وما يستحق أن يقدمه لزائريه في مدنه العديدة.
What I loved about Iraq, first of all, were definitely all the sites. There's a lot that Iraq can offer to visitors, and this is inevitably underrated because it hasn't been a tourist destination for, I guess, 40 years or more. But in terms of the things that can fill your eyes and your soul, Iraq can offer Babylon, can offer the minaret of Samarra, can offer the ziggurat in Ur. Mosul, of course, now is half destroyed, but it was a fabulous city. Lalish, which is the holy temple, the shrine of the Yazidis, and many other places, of course, the holy cities of Najaf and Karbala. Even Baghdad has its beautiful sites.
عن التنقل بين المدن قال داريو إن التنقل بين المدن بالإجمال آمن، لكن أكثر ما لفت الانتباه هو كثرة النقاط الأمنية بين المدن التي تستهلك الكثير من الوقت في التفتيش والتحقق من الأوراق الثبوتية، خاصة عند محاولته لدخول المناطق في جنوب العراق حيث يجب عليك أن تحتاط بجميع الأوراق الثبوتية.
Traveling between cities, it's safe. It's time consuming at the same time. Just because of all the checkpoints, particularly south of Iraq. They're very inevitably strict or understandably strict when it comes to controlling all the documents of people on board, particularly when there's a foreigner on board of a vehicle, and they want to check all the passport and make sure that everything is smooth and correct. So it's not being unsafe, it's just being a little bit complicated.
فيما وصف الحركة داخل المدن بأنها أكثر أمناً، حيث يمكنك أن تتنقل بسلاسة وحرية وأمان، وعلق قائلاً: بالنسبة لي كان الوضع العام مريحاً وإيجابياً.
So it's not being unsafe, it's just being a little bit complicated sometimes to move from A to B. Instead, when it comes to living in cities or moving around or walking through the souks and the markets and all those places, I felt completely safe. It felt like I didn't even have to bother. Sometimes you want to double check on your pocket when you're traveling if you got all the passport and wallet still with you. I never had that impression. It was always absolutely normal, and I was confident that the atmosphere around me was super positive.
عند زيارته للموصل لاحظ آثار الدمار الذي أحدثته داعش هناك، إذ تشير بعض التقارير إلى أن 70% من مركز المدينة هناك قد تم تدميره من قبل قوات داعش، فيما تعمل فرق من اليونسكو على إعادة بناء وترميم كثير من المواقع، منها جامع النور الكبير ومنارته الحدباء. يقول داريو:
Nowadays you don't see foreigners, as in you don't see tourists visiting Mosul, but there's a lot of people working on the side. There's a massive workforce of UNESCO experts who are trying to rebuild as much as possible, as quickly as possible, because among that 70% of the city center which has been destroyed by IS, there's of course the great mosque, Al-Nuri, with the minaret, Al-Adba, and also a few churches, as you surely know, and everyone is probably aware. Pope Francis visited Iraq March last year, and he wanted to visit expressly the churches. There's particularly an area in which there's, I think, four churches all merging in the same small square, and all those four churches have been completely destroyed because IS used that as a headquarter.
يقول داريو: لا يمكنك توحيد الانطباع في العراق، فلكل مدينة حالها وواقعها.
I think it varies a lot from where they live. In the south, I had the impression they were slightly optimistic. They could definitely tell that they went through Desert Storm, the invasion in 91, and then the war in 2003. They were obviously were affected by the experience under the Caliphate as well and the IS. But whereas now things are gradually improving in terms of infrastructure and in terms of economy. In the north, there's more different political concerns. People of Kurdistan are really, really hoping they get a formal international recognition of their independence. In Baghdad, for example, life is relatively smooth at this stage, but there's a lot of cement barriers. There's still the so-called green zone, where you have the American embassy, all the United Nations and diplomats' headquarters, as well as the Iraqi parliament.
في العاصمة بغداد يقول الحياة بالإجمال تسير بسلاسة مع ملاحظة بعض الحواجز الإسمنتية في المنطقة الخضراء والحي الدبلوماسي والسفارة الأمريكية وحول مقر الأمم المتحدة وكذلك حول البرلمان العراقي. فهذه المشاهد قد لا تشعرك بالإجمال أن الأمور هناك عادية. عن العاصفة الرملية التي اجتاحت العراق علق داريو قائلا أنه شهدها هناك، كانت السماء بلون برتقالي والشمس مائلة إلى الاحمرار.
The ones that I've experienced went on for a full day. The first one, I was in Karbala. I woke up in the morning and the sky was apocalyptic. It was orange towards red. People thought that unfortunately some bombing happened. Instead, it was this sandstorm. And as I said, it wasn't the only one. There had been another big one just a couple of weeks before, which covered in sand all the most important buildings, including the monuments dedicated to the martyrs, the Iraqi martyrs in Baghdad.
استمتع داريو بالحياة اليومية لدى العراقيين مع تجمعاتهم في الأماكن العامة حينما يسمح الطقس بذلك، لكن ما أدهشه هو كثرة المحال التي تبيع الخمور، وهو ما توقع أنه ممنوع.
But it really impressed me the amount of bottle shops that I've seen around Iraq. I don't know if this sounds new to you. It definitely sounded new to me to see that many bottle shops. The very first one that I noticed in Baghdad, I thought it was something a little bit dodgy or something connected to a black market of alcohol. Instead, there's a very big quantity of places where you can legally buy alcohol, and apparently religious authority have nothing to say about it, and so the government is completely happy to just meet obviously what it's considered to be one of the population's need.
لكنه أشاد بالنظافة العامة وعدم وجود المتسولين، لكنه أيضا أوضح أنه لاحظ تراكما كبيرا لقوارير المياه البلاستيكية الفارغة.
There's a lot of plastic, unfortunately. All the water is sold in very small plastic bottles and there's no way out. So you're drinking a lot and unfortunately producing a lot of plastic wastes every day. But despite of that, I found the cities relatively clean, more than I was expected to. And I had the impression that there was not poverty. I can't comment on economy, the country's economy, but I can surely tell that you don't see many beggars.
كاسترالي أثنى داريو بكم الود الذي أظهره العراقيون نحوه، مخالفا لما قد يتصوره الكثيرون كتفكير مسبق خاطئ في تعامل العراقيين. قال:
One thing I am always happy to share with my fellow Australian, Italian, Westerners in general, also to tackle a lot of preconcept, bad preconcept and wrong preconcept, is that openness and friendliness and really easygoingness are common traits among Middle Eastern people, and particularly Arabs. They're very used to welcome you. They have this huge tradition of helping whoever was, you know, crossing the desert and all of a sudden coming to a human settlement.
لكن أكثر ما أثر به رغم الصعوبات التي مر ويمر بها العراق والعراقيون إلا أنهم لا يزالون يحتفظون بالود والحميمية والقلب الطيب، فلم تؤثر بهم الحروب التي مرت عليهم نفسيا. وقال: كنت سعيدا أن ألحظ هذا الحب والود على أعينهم.
But surely it impressed me how despite the very tough life that many of these people have lived, they're still very warm-hearted. مع السلامة.
هل تريدون الاستماع إلى المزيد من هذه القصص؟ استمعوا من خلال أبل بودكاست، جوجل بودكاست، سبوتيفاي، أو من أينما تحصلون على البودكاست.